At freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, revolutionradiofreedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Got me going with it. Make me look bad.
Just relax. Take it easy.
That's okay. I'm good. I care how I do. We have been joined by a big rubber ball.
Oh my god. I'm learning that song. Red rubber ball. Let's see it.
It is red. Right. It'll bounce off me and hit you.
I'm not taking the blame.
And my parents weren't responsible either. It's a shame, the situation we're in. We should be all ashamed of ourselves.
Oh my god, I'm so ashamed of myself.
Yes. Do you think that's what they tried to get us to believe? That there's something wrong with us. It's our fault. Here we are. Here we are. We landed in this strange land. American, I guess. And I don't know what to say about all the rest of the world. We didn't do it. How's that?
Can you imagine? Right? We took a walk. We had little flags, and we planted that flag saying, I claim this territory as far as the eye can see. It's my land. It's now mine. I own it.
It's all claimed already.
Put a flag on it. No, I'm fighting for it.
You can't fight for land anymore. These days, the CIA is the terrorists, and they go around deciding what's going to end up like.
Well,
and we've had enough of that, too, you know, so it's over.
They are in league with any terrorist organization. The CIA is like...
They are the terrorists.
Of terrorism. Yeah. They're, that's who you go to. If you got to hire somebody, if you can get in with them, man, you get the job.
They already know what you want. Care of it before you even ask for it. No, these people are impossible. That's where we're at. It's time for a change. And the real people have to stand up, remember? It's that show. The real people stand up.
What's my line? For the real Lee Harvey Oswald, please stand up.
Where is he, Lee Harvey Oswald? He could be anywhere now.
For the real assassin, please stand up. I was on the brassy ball.
He was dressed up just to go on vacation. Come on, give him a break. He wasn't in a red jumpsuit, right?
I went out. They
were letting him run.
With my grassy knoll and gun.
I'm glad it set you off. I'm kidding. It's just the other sense. I think we've got a tooth feather with us.
Umbrella man, he's fly.
Can you take it anymore? How you doing, tooth feathers?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
I'm trying to calm down the wild animal here.
Yeah. Scotty Wild Animal.
And a whip.
My name is Lee Harvey Oswald, and I... Not the president.
I did it.
No, my name is Scotty Fishtender, and I shot the man. Okay. I was on the rational.
Something rational.
Rational? What is that?
I don't think they taught me that one.
I hate when they tell you that. Be rational, calm down. That just makes you, because I know it's time to get upset. It's exactly.
Somebody's always wrong.
They're trying to get the person.
Yeah. You know it's going to go down now.
They tell you, like, hey, calm down, stay cool, right? What they're really saying is, hey, disarm yourself because I'm about to take you down.
We're going to arrest you. Yeah. At ease.
Over there. Nothing to see here.
You don't want to see this coming. It's time for a reckoning. Let's wreck this.
Meet Billy. Billy the club.
Billy the club likes bozos.
I want to join the club and just say to buy a
high clown world. Let's get rid of the clowns. Are you tired of sending in the clowns? They really don't solve anything.
I was saying that in my head as you said that. It's amazing. My life is a song, man. It's crazy.
We've been programmed. It's like that's the way it works here. You don't realize it in a song, you know? It's like in your conscience or subconscious, something like that. Yeah. And everything's a song nowadays. It's hard to come up with a new one, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm always rapping. I rap them in my mind. It's rapping.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean,
I more words than rapping.
I don't want to get into a rap shootout, you know, whatever they call that, when the two rappers start insulting each other or whatever, or out rapping each other. But I'm not up for that. But
you're going to end up with a drive-by.
For me, it would be a standby. It's like, I'd be like,
standby. Please stand by. I'll get with you.
Wait for me.
It's actually a good move.
Not survival.
It might be the only way out of, like, those chairs, the musical chairs. I think I'll just stand by.
Oh, the musical chairs comes up every... Isn't that like life? Isn't that life musical chairs? It's amazing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right, two feathers, did you ever fall off the chair? Just get the last one.
I feel like I've been fighting for a chair my whole life.
That is the fight. That's how they set us up. They just took away one extra chair you don't need. Every time you think you got enough. I think we got Sergeant maybe. Nope, it's still circling.
Oh, circle around the sun.
Okay, Exactly.
Oh, there he is. I see him. There he is.
Yeah. Sergeant Scott. Welcome, Sergeant. At ease, right?
No, at ease.
Yeah. No dis-ease here. Take it easy, soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Texas. Oh, yeah. Ain't that but stairs and queer? Which one are you?
You picking a fight?
Queer, sir. Queer, sir. Reporting.
We could do a rodeo.
Oh, Lou Gossip Jr. said an officer and a gentleman on. I don't see any steers around here.
We're still trying to define.
Oh, what?
We're still trying to define that gentleman.
So really, yeah,
riding bulls.
If I jump up, start waving my hands and yell "queer here, queer," do I get released? Do I go back to civilian life?
They'll put you back out on the street to scare everyone else.
Yeah, you know what I heard today, huh? I heard that
crazy.
Yeah, I heard today that that guy, what's his name? What is he? A governor or something of New York? That guy that's trying to prosecute Trump.
Oh, Brass.
Bragger.
Bragg.
He loves to brag.
So he's taking the felons and demoting their charges
to misdemeanors.
Yeah. And he's making Trump's charge be from a misdemeanor to a felony on a federal level. Yeah.
He's a George Soros hack, and he's taking down our government.
Right, they call it an agenda, and it's illegal. You can't get elected just to take out Trump. Mm-hmm. But the joke is his name is Bragg, so, he just loves to brag about it.
And how you like how they got those politicians that's up there meeting in that room? I don't know what room they were in, but that old fella, freaking Nader or whatever his name is, he's sitting there saying that we hired this gentleman Bragg to do a job, and we got to let him do it and all
we
this
hired
stuff. And I'm
thug.
Like, oh,
hired
man,
him. That's what he was voted.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We just had a settlement with Fox, right?
What's that about?
We're not going to hear it. Well, I'm not sure what they, were settling about, but we're not going to hear
the defamation.
Anything.
The defamation suit?
Yeah, defamation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it means they just closed the book on it, so nobody can hear what's really going on. Nobody's going to testify.
They settled out of court.
They sold to politicians.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all politics right
now.
They
do that every day. Even the politicians, they trash each other. It's all definitely. I mean, when one politician says the other guy's a freaking crook, right? And it's like, he'll stab you in the back, and whatever. It's like, I'm just going to say, I mean, that's not defamation of character. What is?
Well, that's just obvious. That's what everybody knows, that the politicians are crooks.
Since they don't sue each other, they're telling the truth. So they're all scumbuckets. So you can't vote for any of them.
Hey, whoever makes the most money is the most crooked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're paying all these people to fool us, it's really our fault. It's all our money that they're wasting, right? All our time that we're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting show. Isn't our time worth more than the money they're spending even? But we don't look at it that way. We don't get to see our children as much. We have to work twice as hard because of what they get rid of.
Don't you know it's part of that?
Scotty said the other day they'll just sink that new carrier that's just for drones. And he's right. Spend $10 billion and they just sink it. Go ahead, Two Feathers.
No, I was going to say that, don't you know that they say that Larry Kudlow said that that's part of the pro-growth movement. You know, they don't tell you behind closed door. The pro-growth movement is they're trying to get people off of welfare and back to workfare. Now that's why they let more immigrants into the country, over 14,000 a day. So you see, that's how they get their pro-growth, by more people paying taxes.
That doesn't make sense.
That's to take your job.
Yeah, it's cheap labor. They've been doing that for hundreds of years. Cheap labor.
Yeah, that's all that.
This is record breaking. This is record
breaking. No, it's a dumbing down of the economy. It's purposely to, you know, bring in new blood that doesn't know what's going on. Because right now you have the most educated people in the world in America because of the internet. And it's not about us being better than anyone else, but I would think that all the people coming together and helping each other from all the world, we do have a little bit of an advantage here on figuring it out. So we have a way of solving it. Like, it's the only chance that we're going to get, because our children and grandchildren have already been indoctrinated into something that they're not going to fix it. You know, like, it's... we're the last chance of knowing what's going on. I'm sure Sargent gets that. The books are disappearing faster than the never-ending story, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a checklist. I got about 5,000 books I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to add all, you know.
Oh, but my God. Are you talking digital copies? You give me a list. I've downloaded.
Yeah, I got so many books I want to get. But I check them every now and then. Not all 5,000, but like, you know, the ones that I'm interested in. And, man, they be shooting up $500-$600. A couple years ago, they were like 50, 60 bucks.
What?
Yeah, you're not going to get the the real books. You know, if you want them on your shelf, the price is so high, you can't afford them. But what you're doing is even better. They're going to cancel that soon. That's what all those bills are trying to push right now, with the TikTok. Your time's running out. You know, so you got to get everything you can download before they cut it off.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting. That's like, if you're in a creator world, you know, the good side is all about sharing knowledge. So all you're wanting is knowledge. It's not about you should pay for everything that you may never read. You're just trying to see what you can read when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge should be available. If it's not available, your government is a fraud. It's like evil to keep anything from you. Am I wrong? Like, the sergeants, you know, you look for things like that you can't find. So who's hiding them from you? They're not allowed, right? Isn't America supposed to give you potential and be behind you?
Well, if you put that energy out, that's something you want to do, I think it should be provided. You know, like if I go to the state capitol and I want a copy of the state constitution, it should be provided, you know.
Unless you have a CIA and everything is being covered up.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then we don't have America, right?
I bet I could find all that stuff. I bet I could find state constitutions and all kind of stuff.
Oh, I think you could find anything where you're looking. But he's saying he can't even walk in the people's building and get something from them.
They'll treat you like a criminal.
They're hiding everything. Yeah, especially you're going against the system if you're asking for the information. But that's not right, right? So that's what has to change. Like, we can't live a lie anymore, and we can't support a bunch of criminals. We're gonna go to hell too.
Yeah, one of the books I'm looking for, Scotty, is The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Sam Greenlee.
Okay, Sam
Greenlee.
Greenlee or Greenleaf?
Oh, Greenlee, like Robert E. Lee.
Greenlee. Got it. All right, let me see.
You should give them a couple of books that, you know, like the audience should know. Well, I mean, the audience should know how you know hard it is to find some of these titles.
And that, you know? That book is by the guy with CIA intelligence on the Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover. And they used them to infiltrate the Nation of Islam, Black Panthers. What was the Mexican Black Panthers? I forgot the name of them.
I don't know.
Good question.
But they
amazing
used them.
How much?
Yeah, they used them to infiltrate a lot of things. And he wrote a death confession.
There's so much information now. Isn't that what the whole problem is, that you can't continue on the ruse that we're in?
Yeah.
We just know too much. So isn't that why there's people coming over the border and they have all these programs for fighting each other and who's better than who and all the money problems and stuff, like just to reduce the population to what they can control again?
Mm-hmm. But they did it.
It's not really.
They did it in Europe first. Mm-hmm. Remember under Obama?
Yeah.
What they call it? Refugees. We got to take the refugees in. No more borders. And lo and behold, what? 10-15 years later,
right.
It's full in effect.
Yeah. Well,
look at how many wars they caused so that they would have refugees.
Like, we did that for Vietnam, too. Man. We, like, when we got out of Vietnam, we took as many people as we could.
Right, but when they do this, it's like they destroy the land that they're leaving, and then they claim it, and you'd have to come back and buy it at 10 times the price because they're taking all that land. They're not, you know, just pushing the people off and making them refugees.
Yeah, I know. You ever wonder what happened after World War II and all those people returned to their houses and stuff? Like, most of them were bombed out and some of the new people are living in them.
Yeah, they probably lost everything.
Yeah, how did they distribute that? Did they? That was like one of the biggest, like...
I think they stole probably most of it. We just never heard that side of the story.
But, yeah, it's another side of World War II, the story. That's true. They never really...
It's a great side. Well, they're not going to tell you what the people went through. They got rid of most of them. That's the reason for all these wars.
Years like 1945 through 50, when they were like reorganizing Europe, you know, like rebuilding it back up and spreading and separating between the communists and the Western. Anyway,
so these days, they can't even find a reason for war. Well, you really can't give me a good reason why we're trying to keep fighting.
Not a good reason, never, but I give you all kinds of reasons. Not good, though.
Yeah, but all of those reasons, you can tell that somebody purposely set it up that way so that we'd constantly be fighting. And that's where the problem is. Like, we're kind of controlled by something more than this that we don't even get.
Yeah, when you take people's freedom away from them, then you get a fight. You know, it's like when the government steps in to be the referee. It's like, you just come up to people, work it out. Like, people want to, they want to be industrial.
Right.
They want to be farmers.
Sets you up.
Yeah, but don't force one system upon everybody. You know, give everybody a choice, man. Let them do what they want to do. And then encourage that, nourish it.
But that would be too easy.
Is happy.
And so Two Feathers keeps saying, well, why don't they do it right? And the truth is they'll never do it right. Like, that's something you do. You know, like, will the right person stand up?
Like me? Like, I do it right? That's a joke.
You would do it right because of what you went through with all of the stupidity, you know, doing it wrong.
All right, yeah.
So the system... But the system will never do it right, and that's what Two Feathers needs to realize, is that, you know, they don't love you. They're not your daddy.
No, I get that.
They're never, but they're never going to do the right thing because they're getting paid to do the wrong thing.
But what's the problem is, you see, you got you got millions of people following after the way that they are doing it. You see, and they don't come
because
to
they all
or to hear the sensible way of doing it.
Right, how it really works, but the way they're putting it is everybody wants to get to the top. Everybody wants to climb over each other to have what they have. So they made us selfish in a way, and then when you get that job that's the better job, you have to do the things that they're doing to people that you know you really don't want to do it, but you won't have the job. So now at this point, the government has everybody being paid to do what they don't want to do.
Oh yeah,
and then we're wondering how we're going to walk away from this if we lose everything that we worked all our lives for. Like, isn't that as bad as your system can get?
Oh yeah.
So all I'm saying is, like, the real people are the only solution, and they would come up with the best way to live because we're just tired of all the jokers and everything they can cost us.
They keep convincing the people day after day of the stupidity of a circus ring.
Yeah.
You notice how when you go to the circus,
circle
they
jerk,
set,
yeah.
They sit in the ring.
Yeah.
They sit in the ring,
yeah,
at the circus, right? Where they got the elephants doing the trick,
yeah,
the lion. They inside the ring, the circus ring.
Yeah. You're going to ring your bell.
Yeah, they're going to ring your bell. That's what he said.
Scotty
it's
was
like a
saying.
Circus ring.
Scotty said how they put people up in the tower and rang the bell. That was the torture, and they put you back in the basement again. You like that? We can do it again.
Yeah.
Do what we say, and that's the church telling you to believe what they're telling you. So the church and the their black days, they came up with all kinds of torture. That's where most of the torture favor comes from.
That's what the Dark Ages was about.
Yes.
Yeah, they kept humanity at a low level.
But that was to control us, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I like that thing. They stuck it in your mouth, and they just kept stretching your mouth open until your face ripped apart.
If that wasn't enough, we'll stretch you on the rack.
Oh, no, yeah, no, they would shove that up your ass, dude. You know, and if for women, you know where that went. So they was all kinds of crazy. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, that's a church. That's your church. That's your 10% tithe. It worked for you, folks.
And they have a sexual deviant to it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I wonder how that works. Well, yeah, 10%. 10%.
Man, go in New York and look at them old Catholic churches. Look at them statues on that Catholic church.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it'll scare the shit out you, man.
Gargoyles. And, oh, the gargoyles.
And,
that's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, the gargoyles.
God,
I think they also got the one with, like, the little
Philly
boy looking under the bishop's garment. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow. That's a wow. Yeah.
I'm like, man.
I try to tell y'all, man.
Well, that's idol worship.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's beautiful stuff.
We go back. Sergeant Miller and I went back to 500, the year 500 with the papal. You know, that's how far these people go back. And in my book, it says that, you know, there would be one come to be wounded as wounded to death. And it was in the year 500 that Sergeant Miller and I read together. He was wounded to death, and they took him out of politics. And then he was...
You talk about...
Huh?
You talk about riding the bull, you know? Like, the church is the bull, you know?
What a ride, huh?
He put out these bulls. And the one bull was the savages over here in America. And I just have to remind everyone that they were not savages.
That's
because
right.
I heard RBN talking about how savage all these people are besides the white people. And there is something wrong with RBN. And I think they were a couple of hosts that came from here. So, just to warn everybody, there was never savages, just a bunch of bull from the Pope.
And actually, they first, when, you know, the diplomats first arrived here, they really got along with a lot of the natives, the indigenous.
Of course they did.
They got along.
It was all new tech. It was stuff they never saw before. I mean, these people were spiritual. They had all kinds of information that we didn't have. And then they thought they brought religion to them or something. Come on. These people were more spiritual than anybody on the planet before we got here. And then they call them savages. Mm. And I'm not just saying that. Like, even the OASPE covers that in history. You know, like what they knew and the colleges that were here and the Olympics that they did and all of the stories about the real people. And most of our stuff comes from them. And that's what I want to bring up, too, about RBN. You know, they're talking about how the white man did everything. Well, they really stole everything from everyone else. And that is not credible.
Yeah, but so did every other tribe. Stole from everybody.
Well, you're not hearing the real history, is my point. And RBN is really prejudiced for being that way. And I don't support that kind of stuff. You don't find fault with each other. You find, you know, the solution, you know, why we're all valuable to each other. Because
right.
We all go to the same place.
Because you can argue forever about what's taking place. It never ends.
But it's all man-made.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just saying, you'll never get anywhere if you're still arguing about the past. Somehow it's got to be dropped.
Love
is the answer, folks. Drop the past. Now let's love each other and let's make it happen. Boom.
And the perfect words are you get nowhere with the past. You know, because if you're going to stay in the past, you deserve what hell you go through. You know, not forgiving each other.
Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Right?
Yeah.
Well, Stevie Wonder was just singing it on the radio. These three words.
What?
Short and simple. Huh? These three words. I love you. That's those three words.
Yeah.
I love you. She loves you.
And then you get to the point where they just want to step on you for being so
funny. Love is the answer.
Well, I heard that one a while ago, the one that we all know. Come on over to my place.
Get it, Teddy.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play.
Yeah, that Teddy boy.
That's better than fighting.
Yeah.
Let's take a shower.
In the middle of a bath. In the middle of the bath, I call your name.
Teddy boy say. Let's take a cold sip of some cold wine.
Cold.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
When that Teddy was going down, boy, over here, I was like, damn, boy, I heard that song in a long time, boy.
Yeah. Anybody else can join. That's a change of tune.
Come on in for that sip of that cold wine.
Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya, my lord.
Kill each other.
Kumbaya.
You want to start something?
I'll stop singing. Actually, Two Feathers started. I was like behaving myself. So.
I know. I just let you go. I figure you got all night if you want.
I will just say.
God said he was behaving himself.
I know.
Yeah, right.
He was sure to bring it out his guitar.
I didn't.
I'm always asking him.
I know. I'm doing a girl song now. I'm singing like a chick.
I think it's the week got to him, the star week. And I got to remember, 420 is coming up, you know, before the next show.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, like, it's
oh my
the
God.
Fool's holiday.
So wait. The High Council. The High Council gets to be on the air on 420, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
What and is 420?
We're the highest.
How about that, man?
What is 420?
They lucked out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, 420 is Hitler's birthday. So.
It's what?
It's Hitler's birthday. No, it is.
Is that why we gave it to us?
Whose birthday?
CIA set us up again.
It's high Hitler.
It's my birthday. It's definitely high.
What did you say? Kennedy's birthday?
It's Hitler's birthday.
Good day
to be high.
So, Farah.
It's 420.
You know, I actually saw a film on that. It was called High Hitler. And it was all about all his drug addictions and stuff. It was funny, but it made me freaking laugh. He was really into his amphetamines, all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah. That was the feel-good doctor.
How about that? The World War II. You know, World War II and amphetamines. That was part of the German Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Man. Those endeavors were, yeah, they surprised everybody. They were like 24/7, man. Mm-hmm. They were kicking ass.
They were going to win the war with it.
They could have. They should have. I don't understand what happened.
But y'all said who
they were kicking ass, man. They were kicking ass. I think Hitler got involved and screwed his generals over. Because I'll tell you, they had us on the ropes. If you want to say us, you know, me being the Western world against them.
Why not?
Anyway.
Yeah, go
why
ahead.
Not? Who you said, whose birthday was?
It's Hitler's birthday.
It's Hitler's birthday.
Hi, Hitler.
420. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And 420 is all about weed. It's like, you got a minute? Like, it's 420 in the day?
It started in California, I heard. A guy, 420 or something. A guy, something like that. Asked for a joint or something.
Yeah, you got a minute. Yeah. And you're supposed to take a minute at 420 and get high, and it spread to everyone.
Well, it was forced upon me. I still don't get it. But I'll take it.
Well, the joke is, on 420, the police in California go out and bust as many people as they can fit in their jail.
Right, that's hair ass. Well,
it's kind of legal now.
Yeah. That was vice president.
I can hear that dispatcher. Yeah, we got a 420 in progress.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is that a 420?
We got a high hit right here. A youth.
Yeah.
We got a 420 in progress.
Hell, they could have got a lot of them. Did y'all see they broke into that convenience store? Up in New York or whatever? Or is that New York or Chicago? I think it's New York.
And then Chicago, they took over.
Chicago is cutting up, oh Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they took over the city for a little bit.
I just posted something in our Rev Radio chat earlier. I could give it to y'all here. A sister was in Walmart over there in New York. She said, this is not the way we act. You know, we're supposed to have Black Pride and all this stuff. And, you know, here it is. I can't even get no food. She started crying, man. She said, I can't. She said, I'm not stealing one item out of this store. She said, this is a shame. She went in there, everything on the floor. Everything.
It's all set up.
I mean, no, dude, the whole
it's
store
all
was
set
just
up.
Shelves
for bad
empty.
News for people. When these stores start moving out of the areas.
Everything on the shelves was on the floor. Look at it like
they're setting us up to make it look like it's a panic and everything.
It was bad,
you know,
dude. No, I'm just saying,
they did
that because of that smashing grab. No, that's not panic.
But it's not like that. I'm saying they're like opening the doors and telling you take what you want and then, you know, playing it out in the news to make it look like we're that type of people. And like you just said, that person was saying they're not like that. Go ahead.
That's right.
They're setting it up for where these stores are moving, man. These neighborhoods are being right. screwed. And then they're going to replace these stores with some kind of government-backed, or should I say all these like Congress and senators will be investing in some new Walmart type of deal that put in new stores that have freaking armed guards
under
standing
control.
There. Yeah, yeah. Feel safe when you come to government part.
Government part.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's the new cities, right? The
the 15-minute cities?
Well, yeah, and they claim New York is one of these new cities, and it's like obviously that's
they're gonna
where
have
they want
to, man,
growl
because that's, you know, that sister was in there to get some food for her kid, you know, dare to shop like a normal human being, and these people act like wild animals, and they gotta go in there like a pack of freaking wolves.
Well, now
you know
savages. And now she doesn't have a store to shop at anymore.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And she's a working sister probably. About. And, you know, I mean, these people are out of control, man. They got to get control of that.
But Scotty nailed it when he said they're going to come in and take over the stores. And now the government will control that, too.
They have to, man.
And they just stole all the land because of all these train wrecks and stuff, you know. So they're polluting everything. And you can't tell me, that's another thing I want to bring up. You can't tell me that they've got enough explosives to blow up that many cows at one time on a cow feed farm. So you tell me how the CIA pulled off that one.
10,000 cows?
Tell me how the CIA pulled it off. Yeah.
Hell,
was it 100,000 cows or
10,000?
Well, you know that.
Huh?
You know that was a definite example of like
you're not going to eat any meat no more.
They burnt those cows down, man.
Yeah, I said 23,000. They probably sent a rod to God.
I think they smelled that air. Rod from God.
The one rod is good for steak. It's in the air.
That's what they did. They
trying to see. They wanted to see how many cows you can blow up with one rod.
Yeah, but I think it was an inside sabotage.
It was Bill Gates, man.
It was like everything.
Yeah. You read the article. I read, I was on Jared Barrow's show. We read an article, and they had one employee in there that was working the machine for the manure from the drain. And that's what the article was saying. It overheated. And then you know you got manure,
much,
you got
too
you
much
cow manure.
Shit, right?
Yeah, that's methane.
Yeah, but the thing
no,
is,
I
you've
get
been
it.
Operating
I,
this way.
I knew that's what their reasoning was. Yes,
yeah,
and they know what's
survived.
Going on.
But the one guy survived.
So
one guy survived.
Wow. To tell the story, right? So
There you go.
Yeah.
They had to say that it was the methane.
But the thing is,
but
why
the joke
not? They've
is,
been operating
when,
this
wait
way
a second.
All these years,
when did
no methane gas exploded?
That's right. So you're telling me that they didn't know that the fans shut down or something was building up.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have sensors on all that stuff sensors just to be sure.
Does methane smell?
It's a big pile of shit that they've been controlling for years, like two others said. And you can't say that if it was going to blow up, you can't say they wouldn't have smelled it before it blew up. So you got to imagine they probably set that off. They knew that they could do it with very little fuel. There's a lot of methane there.
That was on purpose. They killed those more meat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They're just taking my meat away.
They are, but they have an alternative. They got this chicken this chicken meat that just never stops growing. Like you'll never run out of it because it just they can't kill it after they got it started.
Yeah, it grows on a stick. Dude,
I think
it
would grow on it.
Chicken on a stick.
Alligator sticks down here.
No, they really do have a chicken meat that's like, you know, synthetic that they made that just doesn't stop growing, so it'll always keep going.
Wow, so let's see. So if I eat it, does it continue to grow in my stomach? Like if I eat a watermelon?
It might. Or something? It might. Do you believe that?
That's what my mom told me.
I know.
You mean to tell me Scotty
have that
might
complex.
Scotty might start clucking and gaining feathers?
Yes. Oh,
wow.
We all might, but you know, I'm not going to eat that shit. You're still getting it in me somehow.
When I first met my wife, well, I think the first night I spent over here, I was like, I was dancing, I was naked dancing on the bed, I was clucking like a chicken.
Oh.
And it's on tape.
That wife has got you held hostage all these years.
I actually still have that hidden, man. Is that funny?
Got to call them.
Like, I'll tell the world.
It's so funny because I'm clucking something. Like, I'm going to cluck like a chicken. I'm sort of clucking like a chicken. It's just like laughing. It's like, which just inspired me to.
Which was for her, right?
That's funny.
He was loving his hen.
Scotty Clinton. There you go. Scotty Clinton.
But I'm going. So that's not
waking the neighbors.
No, it was freezing. The windows were shut, man. First time, it was freezing. Man,
you were cock crowing.
Their mother was in the next room. Oh, my God. This crazy stuff.
Practice the Bible.
I survived it.
Stuck with you, pal. You're stuck with you.
I know. Well, Buzz actually didn't. Man, he survived that.
So did you ever get past it?
Oh, I
the mother was there.
I cruised her way. Oh. Find that and show you guys. What was that?
We believe.
There's something real to talk about, right, guys? Yeah. I mean, there's a war. Oh, for God's sakes.
So we're in our minds. Do you want to get back to the news?
I mean, no news is good. No news is good news. So yeah. But
well, I think that they're trying to corner Elon Musk in a lot of ways. But boy, he's like
he come up.
Yeah, he got weird, didn't he? He's just on one but AI now.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes, he is weird. Why is he telling us what to think?
They want to manipulate AI, and they're doing it in a way where this is what they're trying to do is they're trying to use AI in a way to where they're using bots, okay? And he's noticing this now. He's finally getting it, that what they're doing is they're using bots to agitate situations, whether it be on whatever type of social media, you know. And then they're doing it where
they pretend
it's
to be people,
huh?
Well, yeah, they pretend to be people, and it's hard to tell if they're bots or not.
Yeah.
You know, so they're always going to have that problem. But the thing is, it's like he's trying to say that it has intelligence, which is scaring the people. Go ahead.
That ain't nothing new.
He knows better.
I would tell him.
He knows better.
Welcome to the party, pal. That's what I would tell him.
Exactly. They are watching everything. They just don't want you to know how much.
Guess what I heard today? That what they're doing is they had a mother that I think the daughter was with the daddy or something, right? So this is how this. I told y'all this was gonna happen, and I'll be damned if it's not happening right now. Remember the I mentioned about the iRobot where the eyes turn red. Well, AI, to this very day, what is happening is that the daughter was with the daddy, And what happened was that the bot called up the mother and sounded just like the daughter, that she was in an accident. That's what happened. It was that critical. This is how sickening it is getting, y'all. That the daughter happened to be AI with the dad or something. And the mother
the
was
always,
you're saying the AI pretended to be somebody?
To be her daughter. And calling the mother, I need your help. I need your help. I've been in a bad accident.
Why would it do that?
Because,
I don't think so.
Listen, my wife's great niece was listening to SpongeBob do a rap the other day, and he used the voice of the guy that does SpongeBob. And it was rapping, sound just like SpongeBob in a rap. And it wasn't
anybody can do that with technology.
Yes, sir. Now they can
they can listen to you for 15 minutes and get you to say anything they want you to say, you know, just off of the AI. But it's not AI. It's just technology. Like, if you look at how to analyze things, it's really easy to, you know, with sensors and the kind of stuff that we can do nowadays. Like, I was thinking the other day, I should go to that diamond mine, and I'll bet that the kind of lighting that I have on my camera, it should be able to pick up diamonds, like, see the diamonds. Like, there's got to be a way that the camera can actually see the reflections of, you know, what reflects more and stuff. Because we got all this high tech on the camera. Like, the camera can see your eye and stay focused on your eye when it's taking pictures and you're moving around. So we got technology now that is incredible. But all it is sensors. It's an amazing way of seeing things that we couldn't see before, like a microscope. But it has no knowledge. It can only do, like, you know, like, it can store files. It can pull things up faster than you can. It can think faster than you. It can study things in school and stuff. But it will never put two and two together and realize what life is.
Right, someone has to manipulate the algorithm.
Somebody's in the back room fooling us. Go ahead, Scott.
Have you ever talked, let's say you're talking to your vacuum cleaner, okay, and then you're yelling your vacuum cleaner and you find your throat to prick outside. Well, that's what AI is. Are you going to sit there and argue with it? Some kind of computer sensor.
It's a waste of time.
Reading
it's a program.
And reacting. Yeah. Right. It's not real. Yeah. It's not thinking on its own. It's all just sensors. Look at this. And reacts, right? Sensors and a path. Yeah. It's a flow chart. It's one unbelievable freaking flow chart.
And man hasn't been around or playing with it long enough to be able to do anything that man says it can do.
The problem is if you arm.
That's the way evil works.
If you tell it to kill somebody,
even
you
arming
have to set up
it,
a weapon.
It's
still not real. It's still
then
it's
somebody.
Still, it's
yeah, somebody's pushing
you.
The button, not AI. Yeah.
Extension of you. It ain't the AI doing it.
Yes, it's the program that you put in.
You'll never get away. You'll never get away with saying, like, it wasn't me. You know, it's like I'm always blaming the cat for stuff. Right. But, you ain't gonna be able. You won't be able to take blame AI for anything.
That's right.
You get shot
for
too much.
Elon Musk.
AI shot you. I'm the one who told it to do it. Done. I'm sorry.
No, I totally get what you're saying, but what Two Feathers is saying, he brought up Elon Musk. Elon Musk is panicking people. That's why I'm bringing it up. You got to get off the AI bullshit.
No,
the AI,
no,
AI is a waste of time.
He's not trying to make people be in panic. He's trying to alert people to the fact that they're using it. The government is using it to,
we
can take the Patriot Act, for example.
He said it could get out of control. He said that it could write things for us, you know, like it could make up all the new bills and stuff. It can do everything we can do. Well, the truth is it can't, you know, but they could get us to think that it's got all the power.
The government, is using ChatGPT. We don't know how much they're going to use it toward us.
What that means is they're too dumb to do something themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So
they'll use that input, you know.
Well, that's a great excuse to blame it on the chat bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, but they'll use
the truth is they're criminals, and and we've got to stop them. You know?
Yeah, during the break.
Technology.
Yeah, during the break, you should do. You should like reset your thingy, whatever. Because you're doing it. You're just starting that. Okay. Sorry.
I can't Wobbly. Hear. I can't hear.
I picked it up.
All good.
Because I've got great earbuds. Some cool person gave me some earbuds, so I can hear everything. I hear everything, guys.
You know, speaking of that chicken thing, that I could see why not, like, you know, resetting and Scotty like taking over and saying, "Welcome back to the Why Not."
This is WREV, and you're listening to Why Not's Roundtable here at Revolution Radio.
The original Y Files before somebody else thought it was a good name. We have a new place for the Y Files now.
I'd be like,
so everybody knows.
Why not?
Got a crow about it. somebody should mention it. I mean, we don't get mentioned. We're the unmentionable here.
When Why Not asked me to come on the show, I said, "Well, why not?"
Yeah.
Real message, like, why? Then I was like, "Why, man? Why you do this to me, Deanie? Why?"
That's what you've been saying all along. Why? What do you want?
What do you want?
I want your time.
Don't ask a woman that. She won't never be able to answer you. Or the answer will be forever.
Well, I don't need to ask women because I'm an empath. I know what women are thinking. So I can just, never mind. But yeah.
You might know what they're thinking, but you ask them what they want. They'll never. It's like the woman who went to the five floors or whatever. You know, they had one guy that was good looking. She wanted to go to the next floor. Another guy that was good looking, but, you know, did dishes. She wanted to go to another floor, another guy that did dishes, and also you like children.
It's like an apartment complex.
She kept wanting to advance until she got to the top floor, and because she wanted to go to the top floor. And when she got to the top floor, there was no one there.
Women want Rooster Boy.
There was no one there.
So she stole the penthouse.
She doesn't know what she wants.
Use it against you.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern, See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio, Freedom's Lips.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
The invasion.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories.
What do you believe?
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Alright, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And we are back. This is the place to be. This is where it all comes together and we find out how we're going to do something about it. And we're all listener supported, and really we deserve it at this point. I've heard a lot of things here, like that interview with Kennedy and stuff set up, Scotty. And all the ways that we've heard here compared to what we hear out on the media and stuff. And then you realize that, you know, everything's a pay-to-play game. And It's like this weird world that, you know, somebody made it all up and you're not really living. You're just, you know, part of the act that's kind of supporting this crazy thought up way of living that I don't believe in at all. I think it's time for something that, you know, like the people actually get a say. Like the higher, whatever it is, the higher way of doing things is you ask everybody what they think. So isn't that the time we're really in? Isn't that what this station's all about? So I think that's why we've made it so long. We're not the media. We're the total opposite of like giving people a voice and letting them speak. And we're in a time they're going to just take everything away from us. That's the game right now. Like they had that guy that released that information. We don't even know if it's true. Like it could be what they want us to know.
But are you talking releasing about that soldier?
Yeah, they're releasing it at just the right time to like lock down the rest of us you know, to get their bill passed for the internet.
Mm-hmm. As another form of control. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, isn't that what it's really about? Like, it could be an FBI setup to, you know, make us think that we need more security.
Yep,
the funny
yep.
thing is, it protects all the lies, you know, and you've got all these people, like even Tucker, you know, protecting the lies. And that's what Elon Musk is doing. It's protecting the lies. Like, technology
yeah,
is not something about to take over the world. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that paperwork come out. I glanced at it. I was like, okay, well, tell us something new. That ain't nothing
exactly.
new.
We already knew. Yeah, Rev Radio was up on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they go back. Rev Radio goes back to 2014 when they got rid of that chocolate. What was that chocolate president that was at Ukraine? Poroshenko.
Right.
Yeah, that's how far back they go. When they had John McCain and Lindsey Graham over there mm-hmm. talking with those Ukrainian soldiers. You know, we're going to get Putin. They've been after that.
Yes, but Putin is from the same college of, you know, all these leaders. You know, so it's like he's the opposition.
Yeah.
They even say that. He's the opposition leader, right?
Correct. Correct. Isn't
that a game? Isn't that just like playing video games? You need an opposition?
Didn't Prince Charles call Putin the biggest threat to the New World Order years ago?
Yeah, but only to have a threat to the New World Order. You know, and I don't believe that because they really want us to be like China. So how could he be a threat? Go ahead, Scott.
Putin's a threat to the New World Order. That makes Putin look good.
Yeah, but that's the point. They want him to look good, but he's really on their side. He's the opposition so that we have war. Like if he wasn't playing the game too, we wouldn't have somebody to go send all this money to. And it's kind of a shame.
I don't think it's
Oh, it's not a game?
Nope. I don't think it's a game.
Well, what's a game?
They're sacrificing real lives and they're there's real
Well, to them, it's a game. For us, it's not a game.
You don't think these nutcases believe that they're like emperors and gods and things? These people.
Well, do you think they're saving the world? Do you think
they are
doing this to.
I think some of these people think they really justify their narcissism.
There's no justification. There's no plausible deniability. We're in the time of revelations.
You tell that to the guy in Ukraine right now. He's the biggest actor ever. This guy. He doesn't know who he is.
Yes. But we're the dumbest fools for following the act. We're just watching a stage show.
Doesn't he irritate you? That's just too much, man.
There's people dying, but all the false flags kill people too.
Why is he donating? People are evil.
How
come he doesn't donate?
What's that?
That guy. He's got a lot of property, a lot of units. He's pretty wealthy. We're paying.
We're paying Ukraine's like officials their salaries, their retirement. We're paying everything over there.
I can think of it like this: if Putin wasn't being in opposition, they would just go ahead and just completely take it over. Hell, they had 39 bio labs over there. It's like, what the freak was they doing? What was they setting up for? What was that for?
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill us.
But you don't think they needed They're to be just in opposition that, to what they were doing? Hell yeah.
They were trying to figure out how to decide, you know, which person dies and which person lives because they can, like, they say that they're so technical now that they can pick who's going to die with their vaccines.
Yeah,
and
but it's
all
not up
bullshit.
To them.
Everything, it's all up to them because they're the ones with the money and the technology. The joke is, who would do something like that? That's what you want to say. You know?
Because you're worth more dead than alive. They can
well,
get
because
the
you're in the way. You're not going to let them have their fun anymore.
That sounds like a deer head on a wall.
They ain't got to worry about Social Security paying you all. your pension, all of that.
But Sergeant Miller and Scotty and Two Feathers' head look better on my wall. Yeah. But we'll leave Scotty's guitar in his hand.
He's going to blow us up like cows now. We don't know why all the toilets are exploding.
Oh, talk about toilets.
Guitar in his hand on a plaque. He'll be the plaque on the wall with a guitar in his hand. Poor Scotty. Like he played real well, but he looks better on my wall.
Yeah. You know, some alien will, some alien will make me a pet.
Make sure you leave his alien on his guitar.
Uh-huh. Hey, and they're ready to prosecute that soldier, huh? But Hunter Biden's still snorting cocaine and doing jumping jacks in the jacuzzi.
Hey, what did they do wrong anyway?
Which one, that soldier?
Yeah, what did he do wrong?
So say it's top secret.
Told the truth.
Yeah, top secret document. Oh, he put it online.
But go ahead and look.
We don't really know what he did because the government seems to need somebody like that right now.
What does the documents consist of?
Yeah, I want to know.
Information about how we watch the other people like Zelensky and stuff, even though he's on our side.
Yeah, well, the documents he had showed that they had United States soldiers in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was. But they had a breakdown. They had a breakdown. Yeah. Colorgram, you know, the whole Asia, well, which is, you know, Russia and all that. They had the whole graph.
Like it was all programmed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were wearing the patches, like, the Velcro patches over the American flag patches.
Yeah, I was like, well, shit, we got Telegram. That's been on Telegram since the first day.
Have it be operating their equipment like Americans
Somebody got to teach them Ukrainians how to fight.
But yeah,
that brings up something. They just got some tanks over there, and the first thing they did was run one of them into another one and broke the turret on one of them.
bad news bear.
Send them back
to Oakland. Bad news bear.
Hey, send them back to Oakland. Didn't we train that boy in Oakland? Doggone it. Send that boy back to Oakland.
And there was another thing about tanks. Somebody just stole a bunch of tanks or something, and they're going to send them over to Ukraine. Like, they just confiscated them. They were supposed to be repairing them for somebody.
There are probably tanks, sitting in the docks in Poland.
Yeah, you said that there was football fields full of them.
Yeah, that's probably what they're doing with them.
So they've been setting this war up. Like, you said something about they were supposed to ship them back here. But they've been setting this up for years, waiting for this to happen.
Yes. Yes, I had showed in proof right here in our chat room in Rev Chat how they had sent over there in Greece. They said that before this thing even kicked off, you know, years ago, Greece had got the most influx of weaponry, tanks, and all of that, and MRAPs and all of this stuff way back then. So they knew that this was going to kick off at some point. So they
wanted to make sure they could afford it.
That was in history. Cool. Was shipped there. And any kind of war ever.
They were planning it.
But you don't think
it takes a lot of equipment.
About to go down.
They knew what it was going to take for this fireworks
latest?
Display.
What's the latest of going over there? Putin's done made peace with these people? What's happened?
I got my backyard to worry about.
Exactly.
It don't matter. One way or the other.
And that's what the distraction is that we're going broke because of it. And,
you
know, all these, like, food factories. There was another chicken farm that blew up or something. There's all kinds of shit going on. Feathers are flying.
What is going on? Yeah, they want you to support your, what's the thing about the animals they put on our televisions every day? Support your local, or your, what they call that dog and the animal foundation, you know? They show you the little wiener dog or the little poodle that's out in the rain and, you know.
I don't know.
The water's dripping off his little fur, and it looks like you've been living in a rubber tire or something.
Wow, just like propaganda for different parts of the country.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What kind of advertising is this?
Yeah, I never saw it in here.
You never seen that over there?
What is it taking? East Coast, but...
What does it take to get our attention? Can't you just, you know, say something that's true so that we buy things for the right reason or something?
Oh, I love that commercial for the football player for betting with that blonde on the golf course, and she's just dancing. It's like, oh my God, she's a perfect body.
You sure she's not trans?
That's a rising commercial, man. I mean, she's not trans.
You'll never know now. Not allowed to ask.
Seriously, good commercial.
You gotta date him to find out.
Oh, my goodness. Can I touch your wrong package?
I want to bet. I want to gamble now. Because of her.
I'm a package tester.
Scotty, can I touch your package? You gotta sell it, okay?
You gotta prove your package before you come back.
And the dude come back and say, "Hey, don't you know I did that Bud Light commercial?"
I lost it on that one because I never even drank Bud Light. I never drank Miller Lite Bud Light.
Didn't you see me on that golf course? Didn't I look good in that bathing suit?
She wasn't wearing a bathing suit. She was wearing this white skirt with a matching white. I guess it was all in one piece, like a little gym thing. Yeah, like the girl, like a really like hot. It wasn't like the girls wearing gym pants.
Hershey.
Hershey.
So isn't it like they don't even care about the money anymore? They've got so much of it.
That's true. You're
wondering why they can take a hit. They're all in this together.
Yeah, look at Terry Bradshaw when the boy came with him about that shot, right? You see, somebody finally stood up because Terry Bradshaw had been riding the train all these years, and nobody really, you know, we all were freaking mind raped and believing that there was nothing to see here, nothing going on. And then one joker came up and stood up against COVID. And look, Terry called him out. I saw it. What was that football player that sounded off?
I know. I love Brad.
That was a couple. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
There was a couple of other ones.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley.
I think it was.
Cole Beasley was another one that he really was talking.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I think, stood against Terry. Because Terry was trying to get, you know, make everybody convinced that it's okay to take that thing. And Aaron Rodgers come up and stood up.
Then Jamie Foxx is in the hospital. Cardiac arrest.
He took the jab?
Hey.
You're not allowed to mention it.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Who's Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx. Yeah, you know, what's the one he just did? That movie he did, or that series they got on TV? Not a series, you know, the way he played as a cowboy, you know?
Am I Django?
The Django. Yeah, with Samuel Jackson.
That's a classic.
Oh, that said it all right there.
That's a classic.
The Django, you mother! Yeah, bud. He said, I like when they had him hung upside down or whatever. He said, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take you out there. They're going to have you chained up and you're going to beat rocks. And then when you beat the big rocks and the little rocks, he said that you're gonna start with another big rock. And he said if you tried to run away, he said they're gonna hit you in the head with a hammer. That freaking Samuel Jackson, boy, that dude is a natural, ain't he?
Yeah, with the kids, they're digging holes, right?
Hey, no, there's Django. You talking about Django with Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, that animated Django. You talking about that lizard?
I never saw
that.
Yeah, they got a cowboy movie called Django. It's a iguana or a lizard or something. It's an animated little movie. Yeah.
You talking about Rio, right? It's called Rio.
Is that Rio?
Yeah, I shouldn't even know that. I think that's what you're talking about.
It could be Rio. I thought it was Django.
No, Django was a movie. Was a movie with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, the Django was Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, he's a comedian, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Sort of, but anyway.
Blaming on the alcohol.
What?
Yeah, he's got a song called Blaming on the Alcohol.
Mm-hmm. There you go. We got lots of excuses, right?
I blame alcohol for kicking in this kid's door.
There you go. It was the alcohol.
It was. I mean, it was me. I never did it.
The other world.
Yeah.
It's like, I would have never done that if I wasn't drunk. I mean, I know I did it. I know why I did it. You know, I felt the emotion. I felt like doing it. I was freaking guilty. But it's like...
It wasn't that thing in your ear that was telling you to do something.
No, if anything was in my ear, it was just saying, do it, man.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
He did a knife cannabis, Scotty.
He did a Nike commercial.
It wasn't weed. I wasn't smoking weed then, man. That was before weed. This is like around the...
Should have stuck that can.
That's why you went to weed.
You had a crowd behind you, Scotty. Yeah.
Yeah. There was two other guys.
Just do it.
And Waldo was one of them. Tony, Waldo was one of them. How about that?
Kick the door in.
Yeah, I believe that. He was always in the bad places.
The door needs a new paint job anyway. Go ahead, Scotty. Kick it in.
Yeah, because he wasn't answering the door, man. We wanted to play chess. Yeah. We wanted to play three-dimensional chess. He had a three-dimensional chessboard. And we got drunk, and it was Friday night. We said, well, let's go over to the weirdo's house and play chess. We went over, and it didn't answer the door, so we kicked in. You remember those Levittown houses with the anyway.
Well, once you got the door kicked in to your liking, was he at home?
He never answered the door. There may not have been anybody home, man. The whole thing's a match.
So, I mean, what did so the door jam look play like? Chess. I had it kicked in or what? Did you get it kicked in or what?
I mean, remember running
that was it. Something to waste your time.
Yeah, it was. It was a waste of time. And we were drunk.
And yeah. Damn, so left him with a damn worked. Broken door.
I was in ninth grade. I was freaking ninth grade.
The man had a broken
just
door.
Just used to it.
It was right before I started smoking weed. I started smoking weed this summer, maybe going into the 10th.
Scotty was like,
did that change everything?
Like, that's it. Yeah, I'm on the weed, man. I'm smoking weed. I'm not doing this no more.
No, that was the end of Boone's Farm Apple Wine.
Oh, that's
wow.
Exactly. So how many doors you kicked in since you've been on the Good Ganja?
Oh, never. Honestly, never.
Got friends now. Sure.
Yeah, the only door he's breaking into is the cupboard.
Yeah, well, my mind. I'm breaking into the
tool. That's
my mind.
That's where
I'm going.
Good freaking munchies. Chocolate.
Oh, I do. I got two kinds of grapes. I've got Fig Newtons, and then I got these other, these swirls are
prepared.
They're like cinnamon rolls. Oh God, yeah. I got my coffee. Yeah. I'm set.
He's set. That's it. He's set.
Yeah.
Talking about heaven.
During a break, I went down and made a new coffee.
He's got the Fig Newtons to for the normal bowel movement of the old people, and he's got the coffee. He's got the coffee to push it through, baby.
Yeah. I don't care. I like Fig Newtons anyway. Yeah. So I know it's medicinal, but I like them.
You know it's got bad stuff in it, but...
You're darn tootin' the Fig Newtons.
You got the strawberry or the figs?
Oh, stop it, man. No, they just had, oh, no. These are real. There's no fruit flavors in this. Unless it's fig or fruit. That's a good question.
Fruity, tooty.
Yeah. Well, they make the strawberry Newtons, yeah.
Oh, stop. Oh, God.
I'm serious.
I know you are.
Blueberry, too. Whatever.
I don't know why they do that. To whatever. I think as long as you can still get the original.
Father Scott.
Yeah, the original is good. Yeah, they really are. Oh, yeah.
I won't beam you up.
Oh, yeah. I think originals are real good, man. That's old school, that.
They used to make them, like we used to drive by real well. Right, like a couple miles away from here. When you drive by the factory, some days it smelled like Fig Newtons, man, and some days it smelled like Oreos, and some days it's, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Are you not Tony? Am I telling the truth here or what?
No, I remember it was near Philly, right?
Yeah, it's right on the border. Philly, yeah. Right on Route 1.
Tell you what, we got to watch how much we talk about that factory. That thing, Scott, is going to come online. Don't
burn it down.
Tell them they blew up my freaking face. Man, what the
no.
fuck? No. Big dude plant. No.
They moved to Mexico.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say we could see Scotty on the. They have a newspaper. There was one guy kneeling down by the factory, and he was very upset. And on the bottom.
And all these cows were flying through the air. All the cows were flying through the air.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question. Why doesn't this happen in Mexico or any other place in the world?
What happened? Like, what happened?
Yeah, they don't have CIA. Well,
exactly. They don't have an agenda to get us all, like, suffering. They want us on our knees to beg them for food. But, yeah, you don't hear all these factories blowing up and train wrecks anywhere else.
Hey, I'm getting disturbed with all these animals getting blown up. You keep on hearing us.
Too many sacrifices at once. I can't eat them all.
Have you seen the price of McDonald's? It's getting just ridiculous.
Exactly. That's the game they're playing.
I think it's like 15.
You can't have any pudding if you can't afford your meat.
Well, I'll eat the pudding. Screw the meat. I'll just eat.
No, you can't afford the pudding either. Can't afford the meat.
I'm just going to put my meat
can't afford anything.
Turn it into pudding.
So it'll be synthetic soon. You'll have an alternative to it. Crickets. Just crickets, that's all you'll hear.
It's really sad that I'll be dead. I'm not going to be able to complain about all this stuff. You know, but no, and no one will be complaining because they won't know. They won't know, like what
you
I think.
They'll be complaining. Nobody will hear
you. But I mean, my parents were complaining about the quality of stuff, you know, of food and all kinds of stuff when they were alive. And here I am doing the same thing. So I'm just thinking, like the kids won't be complaining about the stuff that my parents were complaining about.
When does it end?
It's going to end in this big free-for-all, like King of the Ring wrestling, and the world's it's going to be great upheaval in the world. It's going to be amazing. Where does it end?
Oh. You have Chuck Schumer as a special guest referee.
He should be sagged. He should be be like this, the sacrificial, I don't know, the sacrificial French poodle they throw into the pit boring. Yeah.
We run out of lamps.
It's okay.
Oh, if they sent the pig factories to Mexico, you know, why is it that, you know, I mean, I get that the cartel, you know, I mean, it just seems like that, you know, enough of these factories could have went to Mexico versus bringing them to China. You know, why didn't they work with the Mexican government to stop all the cartel drug trafficking, you know, versus where they could have a hospitality country, you know, and make these factories where the people would want to stay, you know, to their home, you know, their homeland. You know,
they instead pay of, better here.
But you said they pay better here.
Yeah. See, the joke is that we set up Mexico for the way it is. Like Sargent will verify that. You look through the books, everything. It's like the banana republics. The whole world is like following our lead because we've always like made them all bend to our will. You know, so now it's this time when we can't control it anymore. So now all of that is going to come back at us because they've been controlled all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most notably, you had Escobar and Noriega, Batista with the Cuba. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Batista, yeah, before Castro.
Yes, Sergeant, did you hear that interview with Morningstar with the guy that shot Kennedy?
I heard him talking about that. I missed it. I must have missed it. Was that like on his Sunday show?
Sunday, right after the roundtable, yeah. So I'll just ask you. So he interviewed the guy that says he pulled the trigger on the Knoll or whatever. Grassy Knoll. And he gave like a story for 2 hours about all the things he knew, you know, and it was plausible, you know, like, what can I say?
Mm-hmm.
But he said things like, you know, about Noriega and about Cuba and all these things, you know, like the CIA runs all this stuff and that Cuba was about getting rid of the other guy so that Castro would work with us with the drugs and the Emerald Triangle. And, yeah.
Yeah, because Castro was CIA trained. But when Castro got in power, he did a 180.
That's because we dicked him. We dicked him over. He was in our pocket.
Right.
He was actually in Washington being thrown off. Right after that, though, he split because Kennedy dicked him. He heard something, found out something. And that was the end of our relationship. Then the band takes out.
It was to make Kennedy look bad. And Castro was on our side with the CIA running drugs. So, you know, like what we hear, what we see is not what's really going on in the world because they're controlling the background.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what's happened, we're just at a time that we know too much and they got to get rid of us. Go ahead.
I want to say something with the Kennedy conflict. That would explain some things about the, because like the Mafia was running Cuba. And like Kennedy was in power, you know, and I'm just saying he tried to get rid of the Mafia too. So, you know, both had that interest, the same was.
The guy before Castro was asking for too much out of the drug trade. They got rid of him. And Castro was willing to work with him. So that's why he didn't get taken out. And they were trying to make Kennedy look bad, according to this guy. But my favorite part was, Sergeant, he said that Lee Harvey Oswald was dressed up in a suit like he was going on vacation. And they would have had him in a jumpsuit because this guy was in prison and transferred a bunch of times. So he's saying that they put him in a jumpsuit so they can find him in a crowd if he gets away. But instead, Lee Harvey Oswald, when they were transferring him from the police department. So instead, they had him dressed up in a suit, and he was dressed in worker clothes before that. So they actually changed his clothes. And this guy's saying they sent him on vacation because they gave him a belly shot, which wasn't a kill shot. That's what this guy said. So what do you think of that?
I don't know. I don't know. I've done seen so many stories about
it. Yeah, that's what Scotty said. Yeah.
I mean, I'd want to listen to Morningstar report. But I do know that in Dallas, when I went, you can see Kennedy's memorial, and it's a Masonic monument for JFK. You know, he got the two towers of Solomon with the eye above it. Yeah, it's a monument you can actually visit downtown Dallas.
But it sounds like that they're celebrating it.
Yeah, which they always do. Just like Geronimo. Exactly. Geronimo and Fort Sills, Oklahoma. They got 2 acres before you get into the base. And that's where they say Geronimo is buried. But it's a monument to him. Like a tourist attraction, you know?
Is that another Masonic thing?
I think so.
That's strange, the symbols and signs. Go ahead.
Do you think there's ever been any indigenous Americans that became Masons that ever made it into a Masonic lodge?
I don't think real original people would do that. What do you think, Sarge?
I wouldn't say indigenous. I would say Americanized, yeah.
Okay, you're a big difference there. There you go. Okay. But you have to be Americanized to even get into something like that.
Well, yeah, I don't think some indigenous would wear suits and ties.
Right. Exactly. You know, that was another thing about the Jesus thing, was that he didn't cut his hair. Like, that was another one of their laws, that they don't cut their hair. That Paul kind of changed the rules, Paul changed the rules on that.
What?
And I heard that, and I remembered how hard it was to keep my hair back when I was a teenager, so I was thinking, you know, like, there was actually a belief that you're not supposed to cut your hair.
My argument,
and Rastas were like that.
My argument was George Washington had long hair. You know, Ben Franklin. That's what I was.
Right, but Jesus always had long hair, you know? But what I'm saying is the Essenes back in Jesus' time, or Joshua anyway, you know, like, they were told that was one of the things, not to cut their hair. Like, it's like going along with the establishment, you know, like, you're not allowed to be the establishment if you're for the creator. The creator gives you life, and you just let it grow. You're almost perfect. But man sits here and, you know, fashions everything according to man. So it's kind of like sacrilegious in a way what we do and tell everybody this is what life is. When really, you know, like, if you look at the original life, it was always better than what they've given us now. Like, this is all a belief system that we live under. You know, believing in money. Well, we all believe in money because we don't know what trade is. And we should all be traders, right?
There you go.
And they make that into a bad word, right? You don't want to be a trader?
Yeah, so the first thing I thought when you said that, I don't want to be a trader.
Right. Exactly. But we should all be traitors, and then they can't control us. Because that's what it is. Money replaces trade. You know, you used to always just share your time and stuff and do things for each other. So now you don't even have to know each other. It's just all by the money. It's less personal. But we got to the point where we charge each other so much we can't even afford to help each other anymore. Like, that was my problem fixing TVs. It was so expensive, I felt bad charging people that much. You'd almost buy another TV.
I understand.
It was crazy. I was putting like $2 parts in and charging $200 for the time. That's what, an hour or something? You know, I couldn't do it. So that's what happened. We got too expensive here. That's why everything gets shipped out somewhere else to be made and stuff. It's actually cheaper to ship it back and forth.
Ended up screwing ourselves.
Yeah. And we became all technical and paper pushers and things. And now we got to figure out how to, you know, retool America and, you know, bring back the chip manufacturer and stuff. Steel mills, things. Because we can't rely on China if we're going
to
fight them.
Well, I showed you.
Right?
Did I say that? We only import 20% of the steel. We're actually manufacturing.
Yeah, I thought you shocked me on that one. So I thought we were pretty amazing.
Yeah, they don't advertise. Why they don't advertise? Because
they want us to think everything comes from China. They also want us to think everything breaks down because of China, but I just heard a lot of the stuff that they're sending over to Ukraine is failing on them. And a lot of it's getting blocked by the signals that they can jam a lot of that stuff. You know, like, we're not that technical yet to get past all this new age shit that we just came up with.
Mm-hmm. A Gen 5 technology.
Yeah, and we're always saying all puffed up, look at what we've got, but we haven't tested anything yet. And everything I get technical breaks, and it's not because of China, because they do pretty good. It's just a big excuse. And everything's like an excuse. Like, you know, who's better than who excuses. That's stupid stuff. Anybody could do it. Right, Scotty? I mean, we were process analysts making chips, making the transistors, right? And a monkey could do our job.
Well, I don't know.
An operator, at least.
Well, an
operator, at least.
Yeah, and I'll just go there. An operator, yes.
So the joke is we were kind of overpaid, too.
Oh, for sure.
Because of the way everything's set up. You know, like, it's like who gets to climb the ladder and everybody else gets less. And that's not the real, like, it doesn't make you feel good about being better than each other. You know, who gets the opportunities? That's what it was.
That was all magic, though. That was all magical stuff, the way all that worked out. It was all about love, too. It's all about love, man. Because love got your sister through it. And... you know, love got you and her. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Just that soul date crap.
Yeah, everything was meant to happen like that. Yes. I get how it went. Yeah.
So,
but in all of our lives, it's like that, you know, where things add up to something that we should be doing, but then the system and busyness and stuff keeps you from what you should be doing. I see a creator like that just gives you life and will do anything for you and you'll do yourself in, you know, but the way that man makes it up, it's like there is no creator. We can do better than what was here to begin with.
But these politicians might be just rubbing their hands together saying like, you know, thank you, creator, man. Thank you.
Exactly. They get what they want. Yeah. But, you know, like, the opposite of the creator is thinking about yourself. So that's where the problem is. They taught us to be selfish. Like, as if that pays off. But really, it ends up wasting everybody's time. So how do we change it into a opposite world where it's not about the money, it's about your children again? Isn't that what we all wanted anyway? Isn't that why we're in America, to actually be free to learn and do it?
That's why a lot of the people play the game. They understand, hey, at least something for your children. At least they can do better than you did, you know.
Yeah, it should be that way. It shouldn't be like a world that keeps getting more expensive and you can't afford it. So we've been fooled. And the only way out is to flip it. You're not going to be able to keep band-aiding up something that's going to make it worse. It keeps getting worse. Like, inflation just makes everything cost too much. And then we all, like, starve because of the cost of things, even though nature hasn't changed any. Isn't that a weird thought? Like, the price of the fruit growing on the trees is the same, but the processing's too expensive for us now. So what if we just reset it? You know, like, why do you have to owe everything? Isn't that where the problem is? Like, $32 trillion in debt. We didn't spend that money or fool everybody.
Imagine such a thing as $32 trillion in debt.
I know, it's like too many numbers. Our accountants can't do the numbers anymore.
It's like saying, well, there are UFOs. We know there are UFOs, man. Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe that's what we need AI for, is to do the numbers.
The AI can't do the numbers because they don't exist.
They could add two and two. Like, really, it's just a bean counter, so, you know, they can add and subtract. But it can't think. It doesn't know why it's adding and subtracting.
Doesn't it take, like, sometimes, like, a week for, like, for accountants to do, like, corporations' taxes and stuff? I mean, right?
So, you didn't get enough out of it.
Yeah, they're dealing with, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, $1 billion, you know, $100 billion of stuff to go through. How long would it take somebody to really, like, to break down this $32 trillion deficit? I mean, it would take 100 years to break that down.
You mean to figure out where all the money goes?
Yeah, who are we really paying?
Aren't they supposed to keep track of all this? Isn't that one of the reasons everything's so expensive? We got all this paperwork that grows too.
I don't know, but if you go to these $32 trillion, I'd either have to have trillions in the bank so I could support myself, or else I'd be asking you for the money back. I don't know how somebody could lend somebody $32 trillion.
I think they said that this president is the most expensive ever.
Shocker.
Like, the taxes went up $1.2 trillion for the people, even though he said he wasn't going to raise taxes. And he hasn't kicked in the mileage tax yet on the gas pumps, right? Like, they said they were going to bring that in. So you got to record how many miles you go every year.
God. I mean, so is that why I have to do my taxes now?
You have to pay your sin tax, your carbon tax.
I don't make anything. Why do I? Oh,
they just want to keep you on record that you're still following the leader.
Well, I'm a criminal.
Doesn't AI do all the taxes? Like, what do we need H&R Block for anymore?
I'll tell you, they ticked me. Because I went there on Friday. I mean, taxes were due today. And I went there Friday. You know, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be attached or not. And they said, yeah, you are, really, because I have this, like, 1095A for him. Something, you know. But they wanted my wife to have one, but she didn't have one this year. Because things change when I actually turned 65. Anyway, something changed.
When you retired.
Yeah, when my official age took place. Because I retired like a year early. I did an early out, or 2 years early. And, like, long story short, I mean, she said, like, they didn't call me today. I mean, she said she'd have it done, you know, and she said she wasn't sure whether she could charge me or not, or wasn't sure whether I even had to do them. But I'm assuming that I don't have to do my taxes. I don't know what to freaking say.
I would think when you're retired, you shouldn't be bothered by it.
I know, but it's like,
if you were on vacation, you don't want to be doing your taxes and stuff still.
I don't want to do my taxes wherever I'm at. I'm just thinking, it's like, wow, man. It's like, why am I? Anyway, since 1975, I've been doing my taxes. Since 1975, I've done my taxes every year. And all I'm saying is, this is the first year I'm an outlaw because I didn't do it, and I don't know, and I'm in this limbo here. And my wife's saying, like, "Will you just shut up?" She's like, "Don't worry about it."
What is it gonna do to you? You're already dead to them.
And I'm thinking, like, "Oh my God, it's a federal government. I didn't do my ticket taxes. What if they? Oh my God."
I know that they beat dead horses.
So I take day work, man. Those 12 years of public school took its toll on me. I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, Superman is looking at me, just shaking his head, going, like, what's the deal, Scott? You're late for your taxes. That's how my head's
at. Levittown did it first.
Public service announcement. It's like, that's it, man. You had to the 18th to do your taxes this year. And right here, it's the 19th. So if you didn't do your taxes, you are not supporting the war in Ukraine. So get out there and do your part. Yeah.
I think that's why they shouldn't do it. Because of Ukraine. Like, we can't even tell where the weapons are going anymore. We don't even know why we're buying weapons at this point.
We're giving weapons out to kids over there, yet they're taking, they want to take the weapons away from adults over here. What a joke.
Right. They got enough to give away. Yeah.
Let them kill themselves. We're not going to let you kill anybody.
Well, they want you to kill each other. They tell you not to get guns because they want you to buy guns.
I know. Then you're right. You get one. They're taking them away. Got to stock up.
Yeah, they keep having record sales and making more weapons.
What does that guy say? I pity the fool. Well, I'll tell you what. I pity the idiots to try to take the guns off the people in the United States. That is going to be a riot, man. I think it'll be constant gunfire
for
months. You'll be hearing that stuff going off 24/7 everywhere.
Yeah, that's going on now.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's the beginning. Chicago just went wild.
What did they do? Say that they shut down City Block? That was like a very fancy, ritzy part of town. So, I mean, this is just ridiculous, man. I don't know how you stop it. You don't want to kill kids. You know, you don't want to wreck their future. I don't know how you deal with this kind of stuff, man. Cause,
do they have a future? What do they have to lose?
Because yes, there's a future. Because if we stop blowing money on wars and politicians putting in their pocket and buying property,
that'll happen when we're broke.
If they start giving money to the people, all right, it's like, yeah, there is a future for people to play the game. If they're not going to go nature and survival, you know, so there is hope for people. The government wants to play along and dish some money out.
Well. I should bring up something because of, you know, what I heard on the, I don't know, dude guy or something talking about how bad solar panels are and stuff. You know, because I've been, like, getting these robot batteries and charging them with solar panels out in the woods. And I've got, like, at least three batteries now that will take me, like, 70 miles each or something. You know, so it's like I'm getting free energy. And I'm hearing him say that the aluminum costs so much to make it, and the glass and, you know, all this stuff about solar panels being, like, you know, something wrong and end up getting, you know, I don't know, pollution or something. And what I just want to say is a solar panel is just a wafer. You know, you remember the wafers. And this wafer is encapsulated in either plastic or glass, and it lasts like 30 years or more. We don't even know how long they last because we've always had new technology. And we've got good enough technology now that it might not matter. We don't need better than this. Because it's like a quarter of the sun's energy is being converted. You know, so I'm just trying to point out that it's as cheap as shit to make solar panels. They do not pollute, and they do not cost more for the smeltering of the aluminum for the case that they put it in, which is really a stupid thought anyway for an excuse to put it down. And the batteries, I have to say, are the best tech that we have ever had, because when you look at it, it's like everything else had internal resistance, and these batteries can last up to a year without even losing a couple of volts. So it's like their internal resistance is amazing. So there's no waste of energy there. So this lithium is not dangerous like everybody's talking about. And we've got so much of it already in, like, used batteries that if the regular people, the real people, were to, like, convert a little bit to saving some energy, this system would fail because of how much you can save on just running off the sun. They don't want us to know that. So the stuff that Dugai is spilling out there is shit that he's being fed to kind of, you know, keep us from a solution. And all I'm trying to say is you got to go out and test it and see what it really puts out, you know, before you find fault with the only way out. There is no other free energy on this planet that I know of. The sun is the energy. And these batteries are amazing. Like, you know, you could run your house for a month if you know, something goes wrong. And when it comes down to just the solar panel and the battery, you don't need anything in between if you watch it. Because the batteries are so big, they take too long to charge. It's like amazing. You're not wasting any energy with all kinds of controllers and things to keep them charged right.
Help your neighbor. Make somebody smile. Good day. Get your taxes.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone banking. Welcome to the crypt.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B,